I remember once I was called to Pune, and I was at the Navsari station. Navsari is the place from where I come from. And the train was about to arrive, and suddenly another medical rep, we call him a rep, he's called a detailer here. That means one connected with the pharmaceutical firms and who would come and detail some new drugs to you, to the doctors. He's called a medical detailer here. Well, he came along and he says, "Bharucha, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to see Mayor Baba." So he says, "May I come along?" I said, "Well, you're most welcome." I said, "What about your luggage? You're nothing. You've got no clothes, nothing at all." He said, "It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter." So he got into the train with me. I didn't know him. I just casually knew him. Well, when he sat in the train, he began to talk about his life story. And he had been a medical student and had left medical college for some reasons or the other and had gone completely crackers. And he was suffering from insomnia. For 12 years, this man had not slept. I said, "Gosh," his name was Mr. Patel. I said, "Patel, are you sure you haven't slept for 12 years? Can you imagine keeping awake for 12 years? You tried for 12 days. I once tried it for 7 days. Bob had given me some order, and gosh, it was very, very difficult, extremely difficult to do this. This was an order that Bob had asked volunteers to fast for him. His orders were that one should keep in one small room for 7 days without food, without sleep, with only drinking water and one cup of milk per day, and with every breath to take Baba's name. With inhaling, say Ba, and exhaling, say Ba. And for 7 days and seven nights, no sleep." Well, I was one of the volunteers. There were many others, and Baba would say, "You cannot do that, you cannot do that." And anyway, five of us were selected. And we got into the room, and we began this fast. Gosh, it was difficult. Fasting was very easy. 7 days fasting is no problem at all. But the problem was no sleep. And we'd be walking along, each one in a different room in a different city, you know, not all together. And I'm talking about myself, I don't know about the others, how they managed. And Baba said that if sleep overpowers you too much, don't lie down on the ground. Sit in a corner, you know, the walls, in one corner, sit against them. And if you like, you can doze a little. But don't lie down on the floor. Well, we used to do this for 7 days and seven nights, only on a glass of water, not on a glass of water, water any amount you could drink, only a cup of milk per day. And we did it. But this man had not slept for 12 years. And I knew what that meant because I had done this, and so I knew what this meant. So I said, "How are you living?" He says, "It's just hell." So, well, I said, "Come along, let's go." So we came to Baba. Well, I arrived early morning. That was orders for me, it was to come at 7 o'clock early morning, while the public would come in after 9 o'clock. So I reached there and I talked to Baba. I said, "There's one fellow who's come with me who's suffering from insomnia, and he hasn't slept for 12 years. But Baba never said anything at all. And then and the other work was going on, and then about 9 o'clock the big crowds came in. And I would be always looking towards Baba, standing in one corner, very close to Baba, because I used to take down notes. That was my business, to take down notes. Whatever Baba said, I'd write down. So I would be very near him, and my back was towards the whole crowd of people in the hall. And I would be very, very busy and attentive watching Baba, because every gesture would have to be written down. Now, all of a sudden, Baba looks at me and says, "Your friend has come." No one had introduced this man to Baba, and he came way back in the back of the crowd, and Baba says, "Your friend has come." I looked back and I saw him and I said, "Yes, Baba." Baba knows each one. That's what I'm trying to reveal to you. You don't have to tell him anything. You don't have to ask him anything. We used to never write to Baba because we felt that Baba is God in human form. He knew everything. So while he sat down, and when his turn for darshan came, you know what darshan means, meeting the master. Well, he came down, and Baba called me and says, "What is the trouble with this guy?" I said, "Baba, he hasn't slept for 12 years. So, do you know what Baba did? You know Baba's gestures? You don't know Baba's gestures? Well, here, A, B, C, D, E for ear, F for fist, F, G, H, I, J again, like that. Then K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R was this way because Rustam was Adi's brother and he used to play a lot of cricket. So from that, you know, he'd hit the ball like this. So R was for cricket, you know. So R was this way and S was the opposite way. R and S. And then T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. This was the whole alphabet. So Baba pointed out some drug. Now try and catch this. A. Iquanil. That was the name of the drug. And then he pointed out 400 milligrams. He even gave the strength of the tablet. And he said, take one daily for 30 days and repeat my name 7 times before taking the tablet. So, well, that is all. I went back and stood there and he went off. Well, he stood in the crowds and when the program was over, we came out and Mr. Patel tells me, oh, this is all, you know, the word he used was bullshit. He says, this tablet, I have taken thousands of them. It is absolutely useless. It has no effect on me at all. I said, you see, here is Baba advising you a tablet. Baba would give a number of prescriptions. I know that. As a medical man, I know that he'd advise so many people, so many things. And I said, here is Baba giving you a prescription. This is not a doctor who's giving you. It's God who's giving you. And you've got to do it. So off we both went to the market and bought a packet of 10 tablets of 400 milligrams of this Iquanil tablets. It's a tranquilizer. Well, he went to his hotel and I said, better take that tablet tonight and say Baba's name 7 times before taking it. And I went off to my house. Well, the next morning I said, I'll call on you before I go to Baba. I was to go at 7 o'clock and he was to go at 9 o'clock. So I reached there about 6:45 so that I could be in time to be at Guru Prasad with Baba at 7. And I went and banged his doors and banged his doors and nobody would answer and I thought he'd gone out or something. Ultimately, he opened his door and he was so sleepy, after 12 years, his first sleep. Can you imagine that? And he says, gosh, could be a wee bit here and there, but that's no sleep, you know. And he got up and says, gosh, this is some sleep I had today. Well, I said, that's what Baba prescribed for you. Well, he immediately came at 9 o'clock to Baba and Baba, you know, Baba knows. So Baba says, what happened yesterday? He says, Baba, I really slept well. Well, Baba was happy. He was happy. This poor man, Mr. Patel, he left that day and I was there, of course, with Baba. And I never met him for months together. And months later, when I did meet him, I said, well, Mr. Patel, how are you? He says, I'm just the same. I said, what happened? He says, I took only those 10 tablets and never continued for a whole month. He lost his chance of a lifetime. You see, Baba doesn't change the destiny. He tries to help you. But this man wouldn't take that. And he lost the chance of his lifetime. He's just the same now. So, this was in 1955.